Hey, it's Cassie.
Hey, it's Shelby, and we're from Chatham.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM.
Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
Listener-supported hands-on radio.
For Greene and Columbia counties. Have a nice day.
Yay!
WGXC always needs computer donations. If you have an old one you don't need, and it is either a Macintosh 2011 or newer, 2.0 gigahertz or faster CPU, dual core or more, or Windows 2012 or newer, 2.4 gigahertz or faster CPU, dual core or more, email info@wgxc.org for more information.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Lee Wijeskoog of Stuyvesant, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
This is the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Current Democratic Representative Paul Tonko from the 20th District votes with the positions of President Joe Biden 100% of the time, according to the 538.com website. Republican Elise Stefanik, currently representing the 21st District, votes with Biden's positions 19.3% of the time. Democrat Pat Ryan just began representing the 19th Congressional District and has yet to be included in the 538 rankings. Ryan will represent the 18th Congressional District in January, when Republican Mark Molinaro takes over representing the 19th Congressional District.
Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that almost 2 weeks after the New York Times uncovered an extreme list of lies from Long Island Congressman-elect George Santos, Representative Elise Stefanik still has not made any comment about her new fellow Republican representative. There are now multiple investigations into the background of the newly elected congressperson and the sources of his personal wealth and campaign funds. Santos has also lied about his mother's death, claiming it had something to do with the 9/11 attack, falsely claimed that his grandparents, and I quote, survived the Holocaust, end quote, and falsely claimed he was half black. Last May, Stefanik tweeted a photo with Santos following a campaign fundraiser. She wrote, and I quote, "Wow, great lunch event. George has my complete and total endorsement, and come November, New Yorkers will send George to Congress," end quote. Another Republican congressperson, Mark Molinaro, who was elected for the 19th Congressional District, briefly commented on the issue, telling the Democrat and Chronicle that, and I quote, "This revelation from my colleague is disappointing and distracts from the important work ahead of us," end quote. You can read the full story in the Times Union. Kevin McCarthy did not get enough support in his first vote to become Speaker of the House of Representatives on January 3rd. But McCarthy did get the votes of local Republican representatives Elise Stefanik and Mark Molinaro. Stefanik even nominated McCarthy, a California Republican who was minority leader but did not get enough votes to become Speaker of the House. Here is an excerpt of Stefanik's nomination speech.
"This new Republican majority will stand up for an economy that's strong, a nation that's safe, a future that's built upon freedom, and a government that's accountable to the people."
The final vote had a Democrat in the lead, as Hakeem Jeffries got all 212 Democratic votes. Republicans split their votes between McCarthy with 203, followed by ultra-conservative Andy Biggs with 10, Jim Jordan from Ohio with 6 votes, Jim Banks from Indiana with 1 vote, New York's Lee Zeldin with 1 vote, and Byron Donalds of Florida with 1 vote. To become Speaker, 218 votes are needed. Stefanik represents the 21st Congressional District, which now includes Rensselaer County, and Molinaro just took office from the 19th Congressional District. Local Democrats Pat Ryan from the 18th Congressional District and Paul Tonko of the 20th Congressional District both voted for Jeffries. Now the House of Representatives will continue to hold votes for the Speaker position until someone gets the 218-vote majority. No other business will be done in the House of Representatives until a Speaker is chosen. Since Republicans only have a 4-vote majority and lots of internal divisions, it could take many votes for a Speaker to emerge. A second vote for Speaker of the House happened right after the first vote failed, but that also ended with McCarthy failing to get the 218 needed votes. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Democrat Pat Ryan and Republican Mark Molinaro are swearing they will both work across the aisle in Congress if they can ever be sworn in to their new roles. Ryan was sworn in last summer, replacing Democrat Antonio Delgado for the final weeks of his term in the 19th Congressional District, but then because of redistricting, Ryan won the 18th Congressional District in the fall's election, and Molinaro won the 19th District seat. Now, though, the Republican majority in the House of Representatives has, over and over again, failed to elect the Speaker of the House, and no other business, including swearing in members, can happen until a Speaker is chosen. Ryan said, and I quote, "It's definitely disappointing Republicans can't seem to come together at a time when clearly we've got to come together and work to restore trust in our democracy. I'm just trying to get sworn in and do my job," end quote. Ryan also addressed working with the 4-vote Republican majority. He said, and I quote, "We may appear more divided than ever, but it is my job first and foremost to serve the Hudson Valley. I'll work with anyone, regardless of party, who wants to serve their constituents and get things done. And I'll never hesitate to call out those who dishonor this institution and this country. The stakes are too high right now for anything else," end quote. Molinaro also said he will work with Republicans and Democrats to deliver, and I quote, "common sense results that will create economic opportunity, address our crumbling infrastructure, and improve public safety," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Kenneth C. Crow II reports in the Times Union that Rensselaer County officials said on January 4th, Representative Elise Stefanik plans to open a district office in Rensselaer County's new office building on Route 4. Stefanik, a Saratoga County Republican, now represents Rensselaer County after political boundaries shifted last year. Stefanik's new office in East Greenbush will open next month. County Executive Steve McLaughlin said in a statement that, and I quote, "This will help expand convenience and access to important services for our residents by having Congresswoman Stefanik's offices in Rensselaer County," end quote. Stefanik now represents all of Rensselaer County except the cities of Troy and Rensselaer and half of the town of North Greenbush. Read the full story in the Times Union.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 40 degrees and a calm wind becoming northwest at 5 to 8 miles an hour in the afternoon. It will be mostly clear on Saturday night with a temperature low of around 24 degrees and a northwest wind at around 10 miles an hour. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 37 degrees. And Sunday night, a slight chance of snow showers after 1 a.m. with a temperature low of around 25 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Curtin family of Tivoli, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Info, music, signals, news, fun and frolic, and emergency instructions.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
Number 10.
10. Next, we hear 2022 music from Spoon, the Adrian Sherwood reconstruction of the song on the radio at 90.7 FM.
Still play that game, John Britt. Cause I was born to it. Yeah, I know I was born to it. And you know all I'm looking for.
Number nine.
from his 2022 solo electronic record, local drummer, percussionist, and jazz legend Bobby Previtt, that was Pioneer from his Dark Current album.
Number
8.
Next, here is 2022 new music from Karen Schomer, the Columbia County-based poet and sound artist Peter Taylor. Their album is called Agro Dulce, and this song is called Do You Remember the Factory That Burned?
This road wasn't here. This alley wasn't here. The stream became a reservoir. The flood came down the hill past the Catholic Church. This was a stream. It shouldn't be a lake. The bridge is too low. Water can rise past it. Dead branches clog the dam. Sunlight grazes pasture, which was woods, which was a farm, which was a factory. Over a different bridge, I fall asleep and levitate. Trees lift the roof off the house. I sleep with pines. Their branches are sturdy.
Number 7.
Next, here is 2022 new music from Karen Schomer, the Columbia County-based poet and sound artist Peter Taylor. Their album is called Agro Dulce, and this song is called Do You Remember the Factory That Burned?
This road wasn't here. This alley wasn't here. The stream became a reservoir. The flood came down the hill past the Catholic Church. This was a stream. It shouldn't be a lake. The bridge is too low. Water can rise past it. Dead branches clog the dam. Sunlight grazes pasture. Which was woods, which was a farm, which was a factory. A wall, a plain old wall. The new map lies on the old map. We set the clocks back. different sun rises over a different ridge. I fall asleep and levitate. Trees lift the roof off the house. I sleep with pines. Their branches are sturdy.
Number
6 6 6 6 6 6.
New music from Paramore there. This Is Why is the name of the song.
Number 5 5 5 5 5 5.
Thank you.
2022 album This is Lucretia Dalt with Contenida. Thank you.
Thank you. about
That was Palinville's Florist with June 9th Nighttime from their 2022 album Florist.
Number
two.
Ghost Power there, members of the bands Dymaxion and Stereolab, with their 2022 album Ghost Power and the song Asteroid Witch on the radio at WGXC.
Number
one.
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 One. One.